church said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along, along down the road. Friend, can't we all get along? You find out when you die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel is suspected in the assassination, reported by Iran in Tehran, of Ismail Haniyeh, the top Hamas political leader. Israel had vowed to kill all those involved in the October 7th attack. U.S. military officials evaluating an airstrike south of Baghdad.
We have heard from two U.S. officials that the U.S. carried out a preemptive strike on militants in Iraq. They say that those militants were planning to launch a drone attack on U.S. personnel and also coalition forces there.
ABC's Marcus Moore. President Biden today unveils a national security memorandum ordering the administration to go even further to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Christopher Dunn, exonerated of a 1990 murder in St. Louis he always maintained he never did, was freed from prison despite the Missouri Attorney General trying to keep him behind bars. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com. OmahaSteaks7cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at OmahaSteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August milk was up 21 to 2071. September milk was up 3 to 2171. October up 1 to 2146. And November milk up 25 to 2091. Cheese markets at barrels up 1.25 to 198.75. 40-pound block steady at 195. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 310.25. Nine trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 3/4 to 124.75. Five trades on the day. Dry whey up 5 to 62 even. Three trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets closed higher on the day after being lower for most of the session as the trade finally started to give some credit and merit to the demand in the countryside for cattle. Also, boxed beef prices were higher. That supported the markets. Hog markets, though, they moved mostly lower. The trade continues to try to find which direction is best. As more midday pork cutout values were higher, but cash prices were down over $4, and that provided pressure to the market. August live cattle up 72 cents to 187.70. August feeder cattle up 55 cents to 256.97. August hogs down 25 cents to 91.20. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Soybeans really leading the grain complex lower. Better weather with cooler temperatures and rain in the forecast, especially during Podville, really pressured beans, and that translated into lower prices as well for corn and for wheat. September corn down 7.5 to 388.75. December down 7.25 to 405. November beans down 18.25 to 1021.25. September wheat down 7 to 524. Minneapolis wheat, September down 7 to 584.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 337, August and September 337, new crop 350. Cash beans 967, August 967, new crop 941. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 368.75, August 373.75, September 368.75, new crop 360. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 369, August 372, September 364, October at 360. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 345, new crop 350, cash beans 978, new crop 946. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 355, cash beans 965, new crop 941. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 360, September and new crop 358, cash and August beans 989, September 976, new crop 962. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 348, new crop 353, cash beans 976, new crop 949. cattle markets from equity. Beef fed cattle 181 to 201. Holstein fed cattle 164 to 190. Market cows 105 to 145. Bulls 151 to 177. Calves 360 to 940. Beef steers 175 to 462. Holstein steers 135 to 362. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down. Light lambs 170 and down. Ewes 105 and down. Rams 180 and down. Goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 170 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 188 to 198.50, finished beef heifers 188 to 197, finished dairy steers 172 to 179, market cows 115 to 129, market bulls 152 to 175. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hard work is the foundation of the job site. Boot Barn Work and Carhartt are committed to supporting the hard workers that keep our nation moving. Boot Barn Work proudly offers a broad selection of Carhartt workwear and boots, known for durability and quality since 1889. When the work is relentless, Carhartt is trusted to finish the job. With so much on the line, there's no room for cutting corners. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. And we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative.
Yeah.
Daddy wanted a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream was all I've ever wanted. Is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Rimes and Blue here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning. We're going to have a warm one today, but we do have chances of showers and storms here tonight and into Thursday. Could even have some severe weather in some parts of the listing area as well. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, while the Undersecretary for Rural Development, Dr. Basil Gooden, was in western Wisconsin yesterday, and he was in Plum City as well. And we're going to talk with Dr. Gooden about a recent grant that J.M. Watkins received from Rural Development. And we'll talk with Dr. Gooden here coming up next hour in our Newsmakers segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from Rural America. The new old normal price of corn and soybeans. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The really good times came in 2022 when the price of corn averaged $6.54 a bushel and soybeans $14.20 a bushel. University of Illinois agriculture economist Gary Shinitke says both numbers are way above what the University of Illinois has shown to be the current era's long-term plateau prices of $4.55 and $11, respectively.
Whenever we've had sort of a price period above those long-run plateaus, it's attributed to either a demand shock that doesn't persist or some sort of supply shock. And now we're likely entering a period where we don't see demand increases, or at least we can't anticipate them, and our supplies look adequate.
The other thing of note is that these supply shocks or shifting demand curves, which have caused rapid price increases in the past, have tended not to last very long, on average 2 to 3 years. The in-between times, which pull the average cash prices down, last much longer, usually something in the order of 7 to 8 years, with prices below the average price plateau. Entering those below-average price periods is when Shinitke says farmers can use cash reserves from the very good times to stabilize their farm business operations.
Yeah, we call this thoughtful use of financial resources. And essentially, we built financial resources during that high price period. And now we either have to use those to weather what's coming up, or for some farmers, this is going to be a time to make investments that pay off in the long run. And so, you know, thinking about those things in the long run and realizing that we could see another longer period of low returns is the norm for agriculture, I guess. So, yeah, we've entered that period. It would appear to me that we've entered that period again. I could be surprised, and we could have higher prices in this year, but what those would happen is pretty unpredictable.
Learn more about the Sarah's in the agriculture marketplace on the Farm Doc Daily website. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. And we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium. I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now?
my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, how do you like me now? Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s. Going to see warm temperatures today, even some showers and storms expected. And we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Congratulations to Eleanor Jones Santo, a fourth grade student from Janesville, and Bree Stalsberg, a fifth grade student from Fenimore. They were selected as winners of the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. As the Wisconsin 4th and 5th graders were asked to write a 500-word essay with the theme, Wisconsin agriculture is fruitful. So congratulations again to Eleanor Santos from Janesville and Bree Stalsberg from Fenimore, winners of the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, coming to Boone, Iowa, August 27th, 28th, and 29th. If the recent global technology meltdowns have you thinking harder about your farm's security on the internet, you're not alone. A recent Farm Futures magazine story detailed some of the best practices for online security, and I'll have more when we return. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. Modern farms are more connected than ever, using software to streamline management and data-driven machinery to boost yields and profitability. However, this digitization also introduces risks. As farms integrate more technology and data-capturing services into their operations, they become an attractive target for computer hackers. Farm Progress technology editor Andy Castillo recently reviewed some of the best ways to keep that data safe on the farm. He found that cyber attacks are a growing concern in the ag industry. Sean Riley, co-founder of BizBlocks, a business consulting firm, notes that while the vast majority of cyber attacks are automatically rejected, around 52,000 attacks are successful each year. Justin Lauchheim from the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency emphasizes that every farm, regardless of size, is a potential target. He says,
You are a target. I don't care how small your community is. I don't care how niche your company is. Hackers could be interested in it. Andrew Guile at Compeer Financial advises farmers to implement multiple layers of security, comparing it to an onion. He says it's essential to include multi-factor authentication and keep your software up to date. Be sure to use strong passwords and change them routinely, and verify all of your online transactions and emails. In addition, farmers should write a cyber response plan. To further protect your farm, make sure that your antivirus and anti-malware software is used on all devices and that it's up to date. And be sure to secure your Wi-Fi networks with strong, unique passwords. Keep an eye on those systems that your farm relies on for any unusual activity. The agriculture sector's interdependence with industries like energy and transportation make us even more vulnerable. Keeping records backed up on a hard drive, perhaps in the farm office, is one good way to make sure that your data is there, even if a business partner suffers a cyber attack. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
If you've been thinking about your farm's cybersecurity plan, you should check out the most recent edition of Farm Futures magazine. Technology editor Andy Castillo talked with Farm Futures editor Pam Carraway about the best practices on this important topic. With so much of our lives now online, it's vital to keep up habits that will help keep us all secure. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. Get tickets now at farmprogressshow.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Take fishing.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you up. Welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate have started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess she did.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is offering up to $200,000 in grants through the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin program. The initiative aims to bolster Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by supporting businesses that process, market, and distribute locally grown products. To be eligible, applicants must be involved in Wisconsin's food system from farming to retail. Grant funds can be used for various expenses, including staff salaries, consultant fees, and equipment purchases. However, projects must demonstrate a significant financial commitment by matching funds with at least 50% in cash or in-kind contributions. Now, to help potential applicants craft a proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Ag will hold a webinar August 6th. Applications are due September 9th. The U.S. dairy industry has evolved over the last 20 years with fewer dairy farms producing more milk. USDA's Economic Research Service says this has raised questions about how dairy farms have changed in size, location, use of advanced technology, and cost of production. An ERS report addressed the issues of how the dairy farm structure has changed and how it differs by the size of operation and location. The study found that, consistent with long-term trends, the number of U.S. dairy farms has fallen while milk production has risen. Moderate shifts in dairy farm locations have occurred between 2020 and 2022, with Texas and Idaho gaining production share while California lost some share. Dairy farm usage has trended upward for several advanced technologies, management practices, and production systems. Larger farms, on average, were more specialized in production and greater adopters of the most advanced technologies and management practices. The Food Safety and Inspection Service issued a comprehensive proposed rule and determination to more effectively reduce salmonella contamination and illnesses associated with raw poultry products. It's the culmination of a three-year effort to reevaluate the FSIS strategy for controlling salmonella rates in poultry and protect consumers from illness. Salmonella bacteria causes over 1 million human infections in the U.S. each year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says food is the leading source of salmonella infections, and poultry is among the leading sources of foodborne illnesses. The proposal would establish final product standards to prevent raw chicken carcasses, chicken parts, ground chicken, and ground turkey products that exceed acceptable levels of salmonella from entering the food chain. The proposed salmonella framework's grounded in data and rigorous scientific evaluations and reflects stakeholder feedback, said Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Emilio Esteban. USDA recently extended the 60-day comment period for the latest Packers and Stockyards Act proposal by 15 days. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's not enough time for USDA to properly evaluate the rule. Cattle markets are immensely complicated, and USDA is planning to make sweeping changes to those markets with only 75 days of public input, Bamer said. While this extension's welcome news, it's not enough time to properly solicit public comments and review a rule that will have an overarching impact on the cattle industry, he said. A Western Wisconsin meat processor will expand thanks to a $1.5 million USDA meat and poultry processing expansion grant. J.M. Watkins in Plum City will use the money to build a new facility just outside of Plum City. Owner Brandon Clare says the expansion will triple their processing capacity.
For quite a while, we plan to build a new facility just west of Plum City, about 3 miles. So we're going to triple our size. So we can increase our capacity by about 50 to 75% of the animals we can harvest.
Groundbreaking for the new facility is this August, with construction to be completed by March of 2025. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. And we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Palmyra, then in the mines in the old. I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello.